Alrighty. This is right up my alley in terms of having an opinion. And boy, do I have an opinion on this. But first, I want to hear from a learned correspondent, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire, the one and only Eben Brown. Good afternoon, Eben. Oh, I'm sorry, we're on in the morning today. So good morning, Eben, just like the old days.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Paul W.
Nice to have you here. This makes no sense to me, but I'll let you take it. The Senate
Okay.
has approved a bipartisan resolution to prevent its own members from using prediction markets, banning senators who are often privy to sensitive information from making bets on upcoming events. Man, is that ever loaded, and I'll have my say after you have your say. Tell us what's going on.
So these are these prediction market services that are online for the most part, and you've seen them. We at Fox News have a relationship with one called Kalshi, because their prediction betting platforms are actually very good opinion polling, because people have a confidence either one way or the other on certain matters. Will something happen? Won't it happen? And they bet accordingly. They're putting their money where their mouths are. But for members of Congress, this could be a problematic thing. They might have information that is inside that other people wouldn't have, access to, and then they would have an unfair advantage in placing those bets or placing those purchases of options on these platforms. And so the Senate has passed a rule that bans senators from participating, also a second rule that bans their staff from participating, and the U.S. House is considering very similar measures that I suspect would be voted on in short order. Now, this is about rules in either chamber, and so if someone is found to or suspected of violating that rule, it would be a matter for the Ethics Committee in the given chamber. But there is the other problem of using classified information to place these types of bets. And that would be a whole other can of worms. And we've just had this matter where a U.S. Special Operations troop was convicted of using classified information on one of these prediction market platforms and winning big, making more than, I think it was more than $400,000 by betting on, saying that Nicolas Maduro was about to be overthrown, and a couple hours later he was. Now listen, between you and me, betting on our special forces is kind of a sure bet. But if you know it's going to happen because you have access to classified Pentagon data,
Or you're on the team that's going in,
you're on the
and just
team going
before you go
in.
in, you put the bet.
You also therefore have access to the classified data. That's a whole other can of worms, and so that's problematic. And of course, using the classified data is illegal. But we obviously don't want our lawmakers now. Kalshi as a platform, and I don't work for them, but like I said, we do have a working relationship with them. I just happen to know that Kalshi does ban lawmakers of all stripes, federal, state, whatever, from using their platform. Because of that, they have an interest in keeping the market, keeping those markets honest, and otherwise they would lose the confidence of their consumers, and so that's a problem for them. But that's them self-policing, and then of course now the Senate and very soon I think the House are doing this policing measure as well.
So the Senate bans lawmakers from betting on prediction markets, and you get, I can't believe I actually agree with Chuck Schumer on something. The Senate Minority Leader, he said the move was, quote, a no-brainer, and he encouraged the House and Trump administration to do the same. Okay, it is a no-brainer. The whole idea is a no-brainer, and the fact that they haven't outlawed it altogether is a no-brainer, but somebody's got money behind it and keeps it going. These prediction markets, there's no way to really police them. You can bet and gamble on anything, even things that you have inside information on. And by the way, let's talk to the members of Congress who have been doing that with the stock market, and yet they didn't come out with a statement saying that the Congress people should not be able to buy stocks and do, like, I can only use Nancy Pelosi because it's the most famous one, to increase her wealth by $300 million, clearly using insider information. What the heck?
Well, we're not going to make an accusation without having full proof. But the question is there. Do these members of Congress have information before the rest of us that allows them to make better stock purchases or stock sales? And it's easy to make that jump. And it's an understandable, you know, logical jump to make. The question is, do we have full proof of that, of something happening that is either untoward or illegal? And that's a matter for an investigation, which I can't answer here. But the idea that we would have a rule against it or a law against it, that's a I think, a sensible question to ask. Should we have this rule that prevents people with this type of inside information from being able to use that information to capitalize on it? We already have laws against insider trading when it comes to the folks on Wall Street. Should we not have that same kind of rule or law for our lawmakers, our regulators, whether at the federal level, at the state level, or whatnot? I think most people would say, yeah, we should. The fact that we don't is somewhat puzzlesome. But here we are.
Well, to quote Chuck Schumer again, which I don't like doing, but I will, it's a no-brainer. But beyond that, you are such a fine newsman, and you show us that every time you come on, Eben Brown. See, Eben is a newsman. So he clearly said, after what I said, well, we don't want to make accusations unless we have any proof. I couldn't be a talk show host if I didn't make accusations without proof. I'm an opinion caster. You're a newscaster. You get that?
I got it. Been doing this for a while.
Okay. That's what I love about you. You've been doing it for a while, and you do it very, very well, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate you putting up with my nonsense, but that's part of the deal.
Exactly. If I didn't have your nonsense to put up with, what else would I be doing here?
So that's right. It'd be boring for your daily work. But here's the thing.
I know. I need some entertainment, right? That's how this...
Right.
I can only see the prediction markets and bet on your nonsense.
Will Paul make a nonsensical statement today? Go ahead and take that bet every time. But here's the thing. On a serious note, and I think about it now because I play the Michigan Lottery. The whole damn world has become a casino. Have you noticed?
Oh, sure. It certainly has, and not for – I don't necessarily think that's, you know, bad or good for anything. It's, you know, there's a market for this, the idea that we could bet on something happening or not happening, and there's a legitimacy to it. It does reflect public sentiment and opinion, and when you're putting your money behind that, you're probably not doing it willy-nilly. You're probably taking an educated guess. You're probably maybe doing some sort of research, whatever your modes or methods are, to have some confidence that you're going to potentially make some money on that. We'll call them bets, but they are essentially investments. You're taking a risk-based investment on a yes or a no answer. And that's what these prediction markets are, and that's why they're popular. And it's why they're enduring. They are not so far. They haven't proven to be these fly by night organizations. They happen to be very stable, trading floors, you know, in the virtual sense. But that's what they are.
Eben Brown, the best Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Do you have a big weekend planned?
No, I had a big weekend last weekend, so I'm going to take it all, relaxing weekend this weekend.
All right. Next time you'll have to, when we have more time, you'll tell us what the big weekend was. I hope it was all good.
It was. Thank you very much.
Eben Brown, Fox News and WJR, with Paul W. Smith with the bonus hour. We've got two more to go.